Alright fam, welcome back to Daily Virtue, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom for a life less chaotic and way more awesome. I'm Logan Cruz, your host, and today we're diving deep into something that's been on my mind lately, forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around this backpack of grudges? You know, the one filled with past hurts, disappointments, and all those what-ifs that just keep dragging you down. Yeah, I get it. Trust me, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It doesn't work. We're the ones who end up suffering. So today, let's explore how practicing forgiveness can actually set us free both mentally and emotionally. First up, forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what someone did, it's about releasing yourself from the grip of that hurt. It's about taking back your power. Think of it like this. Imagine you stubbed your toe on a piece of furniture super painful, right? Would you keep staring at that furniture, letting the pain linger, or would you eventually get over it and move on? Forgiveness is kind of like getting over the stubbed toe, except instead of a physical injury, it's an emotional one. Second, it takes time. Don't expect to flip a switch. Forgiveness isn't a magic spell. It's a journey, a process that takes time and conscious effort. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel stronger, and days when it feels harder than ever. Be patient with yourself. Third, practice empathy, put yourself in their shoes. Now, this doesn't mean excusing their actions, but trying to understand their motivations can help soften the edges of your anger. We're all flawed humans doing the best we can, right? Sometimes people make mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes hurt others deeply. By trying to see things from their perspective, you might find it easier to let go of some of that bitterness. Gratitude, it changes everything. When we focus on gratitude, appreciating the good in our lives, it shifts our mindset away from negativity. It helps us reframe our experiences and see the bigger picture. Instead of dwelling on what's wrong, gratitude allows us to focus on what's right. And trust me, there's always something good to be grateful for. Fifth, forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. Forgiveness doesn't automatically mean you have to go back and rekindle a relationship with someone who hurt you. Sometimes, the healthiest thing is to create distance and protect your well-being. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. Sarah's best friend, let's call her Emily, goes behind Sarah's back and gossips about her. Sarah's devastated, heartbroken, angry, betrayed. She holds on to that anger for months, letting it fester and poison her thoughts. But one day, Sarah decides she's done with this backpack of resentment. She takes a deep breath, remembers all the good times she had with Emily, and realizes that holding onto this anger isn't serving anyone. She doesn't condone Emily's actions, but she chooses to forgive her not for Emily's sake, but for Sarah's own peace of mind. Sarah starts focusing on gratitude, appreciating her other friends, the amazing people in her life who truly care about her. Slowly, the anger fades away, replaced by a sense of calm and clarity. Sarah realizes that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing to move forward with grace and strength. So, what's your takeaway? Forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's an act of courage. It takes guts to let go of anger, to choose peace over pain. Remember, you're not obligated to stay stuck in the past. Choose forgiveness. Choose gratitude. Choose freedom. And remember, you are awesome. Keep shining bright. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. And if you got something out of today's chat, leave us a review, it helps more people find their way here. Catch you on the flip side and keep striving for that daily virtue.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.